opera seems like work for the grand stage. But on a Wednesday night in a crowded assembly room at the Cultural Council in Lake Worth, Palm Beach Opera's Abby Ward is asking an audience of fidgety parents and me some questions on what we think about opera. If it's all ladies in horns singing to shatter a glass, she says, think again.
Raise your hand if you like stories.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now raise your hand if you like to listen to music.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you like stories and you like singing or listening to music, then you like opera?
Oh! Ward says in opera, singers are on the stage and they use their voices to tell a story.
And operas can be about anything.
Case in point, tonight's production of The Adventures of Lola and Friends. Students from North Grade Elementary in Lake Worth created this whole opera, about 20 kids from grades 3 to 5. One day a week for 8 weeks, they worked on it after school, with some guidance from the pros at Palm Beach Opera. But the kids did it all, conceived and executed the whole thing, plot, lyrics, set design, and costuming.
The main character, they wanted it to be an enchanted animal, and that is a narwhal Pegasus, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Oh no, Lola fell down a deep hole. I can't see her. She's gone.
Lola, the narwhal Pegasus, has fallen down a hole in the forest. Her friends, a jellyfish and a unicorn, try to figure a way to get her out.
She just fell in a deep, dark hole.
Then they all get chased by a multi-headed serpentine hydra, and they're scared.
Oh no, they're chasing us. We're gonna die.
But just before our protagonists are devoured, Lola distracts the Hydra's attention with the one thing Hydras love more than bloodlust and carnage. Skittles.
Blue and green and red, orange and yellow, Skittles, rainbow.
Spoiler alert, everything works out in the end. Helping kids write and perform their own opera is part of an after-school cultural council program called Arts in My Backyard. The program partners with cultural organizations like Palm Beach Opera to get kids involved in the visual and performing arts. Erica Squire is Arts and Cultural Education Manager at the Cultural Council.
Having the opera here bridges that gap for students who may not go and attend an opera. It allows them to know that there is a world that they can have a place within when they may not readily see themselves within it.
Opera really is for everyone.
Palm Beach Opera's Michael Bischoff directed the Kids Opera program. And for one of the group's meetings, he guided them on a backstage tour of Palm Beach Opera's production of Candide at the Kravis Center for the Performing Arts.
See the sets, see the actors, see the stage management, lighting, costumes, backstage, everything so they can get an idea of the jobs and things that go on in a real live opera.
And when it was time to create their own opera, the kids took right to it.
My name is Xavier. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Palm Beach County.
Xavier, what was your role in the opera today?
My name is Blub.
Blub?
The jellyfish.
I was costume designer.
10-year-old Mayel says the most important thing about costuming, be prepared.
To make sure that you have everything you need so the costume will look how you want it to look.
After the curtain call, 8-year-old Madison is winding down in house left. She remains clad in golden gloves, a golden shirt, and 2 golden ears poking up from her headband. She tells me she too was on the costume design team, but took the stage as the golden goat in a last-minute cast change.
One of the people was not here, so I standed in for them, and I learned my lines, the lines for the golden goat today only.
I didn't notice at all. You did a great job.
Thank you.
And your costume is awesome.
Thank you.
And through this experience, 8-year-old Maya says she came out with a new perspective on opera.
It kind of sounds like it's old, but it's actually not.
And, says Maya the Pink Sheep, operas can be about anything. I'm Peter Hayden in Lake Worth.